Alan White, welcome back to The Conversation. It does start here and now. So when we talk purpose, when growing up, you know, you obviously would have conversations with your parents. I did. I don't know if, you know, I was just different. But growing up, I would have conversations with my parents. That time of your life as a young teenager who is beginning to explore and discover herself. My dad every now and then would ask me, what do you think your purpose is in life? Have you discovered what your purpose is? What are the things that you like? What are you passionate about? What do you see yourself doing for the rest of your life that you know you will never get tired of? And it makes you begin to think. It makes you think in a certain direction. And you begin to check yourself. Ooh, I love to cook. Huh? Each time I cook, I feel good. Or each time I sing, I feel good. Wow. So when I'm angry, in a bad mood, singing just, you know, eases that stress off of me. Or playing the instruments just, you know, helps me breathe better. Or I feel good when I help people. So when I help someone out there who can't eat and I give you 500 naira, I feel so good. I'm so happy my day is made. Even if I don't have anything to eat, I feel good. So just maybe that is what my purpose is in life. That period of self-discovery is very crucial, as a matter of fact, to lots of people. And for some who are lucky enough to have experienced that season of self-discovery, they obviously would have better direction in, you know, determining what their purpose is in life. But that's besides the conversation. Our focus today really is, some people believe that in life, this life as we know it has no purpose. And if the life obviously has no purpose, then there is no reason for living. While others actually think that if life has no purpose, then that frees you as a person to find and create and follow your own personal purpose. Do you understand? So there is a school of thought that believes, look, there is nothing like, oh, this is my purpose in life. Discover your purpose. You know how we see those books, 5 Steps to Discovering Your Purpose, or 30 Secrets to Finding Your Purpose or Pursuing Your Purpose. So there is a school of thought that actually thinks, look, there is no such thing as finding or discovering your purpose. Life has no purpose. You create whatever purpose you want for your life. So if you decide to become an engineer and pursue that path, that career path, according to this school of thought, you are right. As a matter of fact, that is your purpose. If you choose, rather than engineering, to go into architecture, this school of thought believes that, look, that is your purpose. If you choose to become a chef or a sit-at-home mom, this school of thought believes that that is your purpose. So as we know that word and use that word purpose in life, discovering or finding your purpose, they don't believe there's anything like that. So whatever you choose to do with your life, wherever you are right now, is your purpose in life. However you choose to live your life is your purpose in life. Do you understand? So do you agree with that school of thought? There is another school of thought that actually believes, look, there indeed is a purpose to life. There is, and it's possible to miss that purpose. So for instance, if I were supposed to be a medical doctor, here I am sitting in the studio talking to you as a radio presenter. So if my purpose in life was to be a medical doctor, does it mean I've missed out of my purpose in life? What is the consequence of me missing that purpose in life? Huh? So do you agree with that school of thought that indeed there is a purpose for every single human alive today, and it's possible to miss that purpose? It's also possible to discover that purpose. So I've got lots of questions on this app, but I'd like to hear from you. What do you believe? Do you think that there is a reason behind you being alive? Or do you think you're just one of the, human existence anyway, so we're all just existing because we have to exist? Or do you think there is a purpose and a reason behind you in particular being here? And do you think that you being here is the answer to what your purpose is? What is your purpose? Do you know? And do you agree that there is such a thing as purpose, or it's what we create for ourselves that indeed becomes purpose? What happens if you do not go the way of your assumed purpose in life? What happens to you? Does that mean you're doomed for life? Does that mean, you know, you will not have rest in the life after death? What does that really mean? if you actually miss out on that purpose you think you have. The phone lines are open, so let's talk about this. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. We're also on WhatsApp. On WhatsApp, it's 0809-030-6416. We're also on Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3PH. Remember, we do have a mobile app, so you can go on your Play Store, on your iOS Store, and download our app at Nigeria Info FM and choose Port Harcourt to listen to all the shows live from wherever you might be in the world. Good afternoon, you're welcome. Hello? Okay, you are going to have to call me back. I can't hear a thing. Hello, good afternoon. All right, please do call back. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0007 or 0009. Good afternoon, you're welcome. Oh dear, what's going on with that line? Please try and call the other lines if you're the same person trying to call back. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon, Bethany.
You're welcome.
Yes, this is the Godfather for Monday.
Go ahead.
Okay. The purpose of life. Life has a purpose. God created all of us, no matter our religion, whether one is a Christian, is a Hindu, his life has a purpose. And the purpose of life should be to serve one's creator. That is the purpose of life. The conclusion of the matter is to fear God and keep his command. So that should be the major purpose in life. Then personally, hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hello? Personally, as God's power, I have decided that I will be the...
Oh my goodness, God's power, what happened? Oh no, please, God's power, call me back. I really would like to hear what you believe as what you believe your purpose really is. I really would like to hear that, Godspar. So do also call me back. If you cannot reach me via the phone lines, please send a comment on WhatsApp. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. Good afternoon, you're welcome. Hello.
Good afternoon.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
My name is Peter.
All right, Peter. Peter, what's going on there? The phone line's acting up. Is the network bad? If it is, please send a comment on WhatsApp. I really would like to hear from you all. What really is your essence? Why do you think you are alive right now? Why do you think you're living? You know, do you just think we're here for the sake of it? Or, you know, we're just obeying biology and the rules of nature? Or do you think really there is a purpose for you being here? Good afternoon, you're welcome.
Hello, Gabby, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, how are you today?
Very good, and you?
Very well.
I'm hoping to hear the birthday cake. You are here to tell us the time
and
the venue.
I'll save you some.
Yeah?
I'll save you some pieces.
Very good, very good. Now, let me give you my own thought about the topic, right?
Right.
Correct. See, in the book of Job, Bible says every man born of a woman is of few days and full of what? Trouble. And then, in the book of Genesis, Bible says something that the seed of the woman will bruise the head of the serpent. And there is no man on earth that is not born of a woman. And the reason why everybody is born on earth is to solve a problem. I don't know whether you understand the angle I'm looking at it.
Mm.
Because the book of Job says every man born of a woman is of few days and full of trouble. So anybody on earth is to solve problems. So this, what I'm doing here presently, I'm solving problems for humanity.
So if
so what you are doing on studio now
is to solve a problem, what about people who have died? Did they not have that same purpose?
Life and death is determined by God. Whatever God says happens. Because that's what you say in the Bible, that whatever he decides, that's what happens. So he does not owe anybody accountability. So he decided that who should die, who should live. I don't know where you're
saying.
Does
that mean that there are some people who have a purpose and there are some others who do not have a purpose?
Well, he said before he formed people in the womb, he knows them. He told Ezekiel that before I form you, I knew you from the womb. So he knows what everybody will become. You understand what I'm saying? So who is alive today is alive to solve problems. So who is dead to meet God, to rest. My name is Chimbroma.
All right, Chimbroma, thank you very much for your thoughts. I'm still a little conflicted right now in my thoughts because, again, it makes me ask the question, who then is qualified to have a purpose if we're going to go by that analogy? So there are some people who would fulfill purpose, who have a purpose according to Chimbroma. There are some people who have died who, well, you know, it was for them to die. So how do I then position myself to fulfill purpose and not die? You know, how my thoughts are quite conflicted right now, so please help me. Good afternoon. Oh dear, call me back. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
You're welcome.
My name is Peter.
Oh, Peter, you called back. Go ahead.
Yes, I called back, All right, based on the issue at hand, I believe everyone have a purpose in life. You know, when you are given birth, God has ordained you to be someone. And I believe the major purpose of every man on earth is to worship and serve God. However, God has a way of dominating the earth, which is peace himself, the son of man, to do the domination for him. Now, every man or woman have a purpose to serve in different areas of life. I think everyone has to find out what his or her own purpose on earth is. And coming to the consequences, when you look at your purpose, the consequence is usually you get confused. We struggle in everything you do. You are never happy about anything you are doing. And that is one of the ways you know you meet your purpose in life. Because whenever you are serving purpose, you do it diligently. And you're always happy doing it. Be the speech will decide that you are being paid or not. You know?
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm listening.
So that's my contribution. So everyone has a purpose in life. So each and every one of us has to find what our purpose in life is and pursue it and leave it to the fullness.
All right. Thank you very much, Peter, for your thoughts. All right. Back to the conversation. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
You're welcome.
I just switched on the radio now and shared your conversation. I just want to make my own contribution about purpose, if someone has a purpose. And based on what the scripture says, you can have a purpose, and that purpose can be thwarted by man, can be destroyed. So even Jesus had a purpose in life, and God found a way to take him away from being killed by Herod. And Jesus also taught his disciples to pray. He said, "Thy will be done on earth." He was talking about the will of God. So even he knows that the will of God, if you don't pray it happen or you work it out, it may not happen. So you may have a purpose, and that purpose can be destroyed if you don't know what to do. So you have a purpose, you should also find out how to achieve that purpose. It could be definitely prayer is involved, action also is involved. But if you can just have a purpose and believe because God has said it, it will come to pass. Even God's will not just happen without doing something about it. That's why Jesus said, pray to the Father that his will should be done on earth. If it is automatic, he shouldn't have told us to pray that his will be done on earth as it has been done in heaven. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much for your thoughts. Huh? Quite an interesting conversation, don't you agree? Let's see if we've got comments on WhatsApp. Remember the WhatsApp number, 0809-030-6416. So this here says, good afternoon, Gabriella. My purpose... oh dear, what's going on, though? WhatsApp is hanging. I'll get back to their comments shortly. Back to the phone lines. Good afternoon.
Thank you very much, Mr. Zion.
You're welcome.
Your purpose in life. You just help a lot of people to take a deep breath for at least 2 seconds and ask themselves that question. What is my purpose here on life or here on earth? Why am I still alive? Do you know the time I even went for that to even ask myself a question? Why am I not a tree? Why won't I even be one of those birds in the jungle? Why am I not even an animal? I'm a human being. The truth is this. When you discover your purpose in life, you make it even easier for the blessings of God to fall upon you. My purpose here on earth, number one, is to locate a city or a community and build it. Identify a man or a woman that is hurt or heartbroken and heal them. If I should narrow it lower. For 19 years, I've been committed to radio. Different forums, locally and internationally, contributing to topics affectionate and directly purposeful to humanity. 19 years. That is one purpose I found myself doing. Achieving a result to build a community. By the grace of God, the name Zion has even gone far. Few weeks ago, somebody made a request on your show to get in touch with me. And when we did, the response was massive. Daddy, I have not even responded to some messages that came into my phone. I have not yet responded because they are just too much. The friend request is much. When you keep affecting lives in a way that they see you as an icon, a place and leverage to sojourn, to hear their views, for you to listen to them, that is your purpose in life. Sunny side up. You know, if you go to some offices now, they're listening to your program. Their radios are turned off. There's money. But it was 12:30. Daddy should be on air. Let me be there. It's a purpose. A life. People miss it when they try to be like someone else. And most people feel so frustrated, devastated because of the wrong choice. Do you know some people who are not meant to go to university? They find themselves in university and they are frustrated there. Some people did not even get to the four corners of the university. They have their wife, they have their life, and they're living fulfilled. Except you relate yourself to people that have your passion. I like to weave hair. Can you go to the salon? If you go to a tailoring shop, you'll miss it. I love driving cars. If you go to where they are gossiping people, you are going to miss it. This is just a simple principle. Identify.
Oh, dear. Mrs. Ayan, thank you so much. I really did want to hear more from you, but as a matter of fact, we're even out of time, so we have to wrap up now. John Dada from Umwebule says, good afternoon, Gabriella. My purpose in life is just to live a comfortable and non-competitive life and help humanity. I thank God I am achieving it. All right, let's squeeze in one more call. Can we do that? Okay, we can't, sadly. All right, thank you so much, everyone, for joining me on this conversation. It's interesting to know that, well, to some large degree, you know what your purpose is. So keep chasing it. Keep pursuing that purpose that you hold so dearly. 1 o'clock happens in 2 minutes. The news update, and right after, further conversations on the Sunny Side. Don't go away.